Your actions are your only true belongings. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we get 6 quick and easy ways to practice more mindful living. Enjoy.
I want to share with you today a few quick tips on mindfulness and how it can help you. The first tip that I want to share with you is eat consciously. So next time you're eating, use this as a mindfulness exercise to be present in the moment. And why be present when we're eating? Well, number one, it will help us with digestion because we'll be chewing our food better, we'll be enjoying it more, we'll be savoring every single drop of that food. We will truly enjoy it instead of woofing our food down, which I put up my hand and I've done so many times before. I'm a beginner of mindfulness. I'm enjoying mindfulness. I'm probably going to be a beginner to the day I die. I love mindfulness activities and I love pulling myself back when I notice that I'm out of alignment, that things aren't going right for me. But eat consciously, eat with awareness, slow things down if you must. Number two is when you're waiting in lines, whether that be at the bank or at the traffic lights. If you're waiting at the bank, use that as a time to regroup and to be thankful. There were days when I used to have to go to the bank and I got angry. I was angry because I had to wait at banks and I would start to get furious at them because they took our money, but they would never put on more staff. And I would walk out of there really highly agitated. Now it's the opposite. Now it's a beautiful moment for me to be present. And if there's a lineup and I have to wait, oh man, I use that for breathing and this just brings me right into the now moment, right into the presence. And I actually say, thank you for this space, thank you for this time, thank you for this awareness, for being here now. If you're at the traffic lights, do the same thing. Instead of getting angry because the lights turn red and you can't fly through, thank the traffic lights, stop, close your eyes. And that's if you're not, you don't have to go green, you don't have to go, but if you're at the red light, close your eyes, breathe, and just be in that moment. So use those moments of waiting as gifts. Truly, they're gifts. Number three, and this is something I really believe in, and establish a regular meditation practice. And even if it's only for 10 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day, even if you don't listen to recordings, just to sit in silence and watch your breathing. Breathing in and out. Focus on your breath. If your mind wanders as it will, as it always does, that's normal. That's perfect. Just gently bring that back. Bring your focus back to your breath and continue on. And this formal practice of mindfulness meditation will begin to spill over into all areas of your life, helping you to be more calm, to be more centered, to make better judgments, and not to fly off the handle, not to react. Give it a try. Number four is to breathe. And this, it sounds so silly, right? Breathe. We breathe 25,000 times plus per day. But so often we hold our breath in, especially when we're tense. And catch yourself sometimes. You'll see yourself doing it if you're tense or you're stressed. We hold ourselves. We hold our breath. Breathe. Breathe through anything. And you can get through anything. You can get through anger through focusing on the breath, through always coming back to your breathing. It helps to center us, to calm us, to still us, to bring us in this moment, moment by moment, breath by breath, just to be here present. Number five is to practice listening without judgment. Mindfulness is all about acceptance of where things are at right here, right now. And it is what it is, whatever is happening, whatever is presented to you. And we can make the choice to get hooked up into what's going on, into what we're seeing or what we're hearing, and go down that rabbit hole and get worked up and get angered over it. Or we can choose to simply see it as it is. And when we begin to see things as they are, we can make better decisions as to what to do. We respond rather than react. Finally, one more tip. Don't feel that you need to fill up time. Don't feel that you need to be busy all the time. Take time out to simply be. If you've got a chance to sit in nature, sit out in nature. If you've got a chance even to sit in the city, sit and be and observe. And just in doing these few mindfulness tips, incorporating these into your life, it will help you to live a happier life, more peaceful, more centered, more loving, with more compassion in your heart and more patience for others. And you won't have to react as much. You won't have to be going off the handle as much, because it is what it is. And you're coming from a place of your heart. You're seeing from your heart. You're listening from your heart.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.